Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on Ephesians chapter 4, we finished verses 4 through 7. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, a section that I have titled, The Accomplishment of Christ. The Accomplishment of Christ. Now, please, have pencil and paper ready to take notes, have your good King James Bible open, and ready to follow along with us. We want you to get much from this special passage of Scripture. And I like to reiterate it every once in a while, but the Lamp and Light broadcast is designed to take you through a book of the Bible, verse by verse, using the old King James Bible. Sticking to the fundamentals of literal instead of allegorical interpretation of Scripture. Speaking the truth in love is our program's motto. It's my intention to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. We come on this broadcast, every day that it comes on, you hear a song titled, The Bible Stands. I think it's good from time to time just to hear the words without the music. Let me repeat those words for you. The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with a light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering, far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration, it has been given. All its precepts, I will obey. The Bible stands, every test we give it. For its author is divine. By grace alone, I expect to live it, and to prove it, and to make it mine. The Bible stands. Though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation. For the Bible stands. Well, that's what the Lamp and Light broadcast is all about. My friend, we like to not only preach and teach the Bible, we like to answer your Bible questions. And so, my friend, if you have a Bible question about the Word of God and you'd like us to answer it, maybe we'll have a broadcast one day in which we just answer your Bible questions. But to have those questions, we need you to write us. So would you please write us and send us your questions? We'll try to get an answer directly to you, and then we'll also hold on to those questions and maybe answer them on the broadcast. Now, don't worry. We will not use your name over the broadcast. We'll just use your questions so you don't have to worry about embarrassment or anything else. Although it's never anything to be embarrassed about to ask about the Word of God. And by the way, I like quoting the Word of God because when you quote the Word of God, you never have to apologize. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. It says, "Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? And he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things." Now, verses 8 through 10 give authenticity to what is written in verses 4 through 6, where it says, "There's one body and one spirit, even as you're called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." And so this gives authenticity to those verses. Christ must accomplish what he accomplished in verses 8 through 10 in order for verses 4 through 6 to be authentic. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18 is a key verse in understanding this reference, this passage. As a matter of fact, I would call Revelation 1:18 a good and key cross-reference to this passage. There we read, Jesus says, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." The gifts of verse 7. "Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." Well, the gifts of verse 7 are meaningless if he does not accomplish what's in verses 8 through 10. To exercise mutual love by working together in the Spirit of Christ according to his word means nothing if Jesus does not accomplish what is written in verses 8 through 10. So that tells us a little bit about the importance of these verses. Now, we read that he led captivity captive. In Psalms chapter 68, verse 18, we read this, "Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them." Now, the word dwell refers to paradise. Paradise was brought up to the third heaven. And now when we say a person dies, he is present with the Lord. Now, what we don't understand a lot of times, there's a difference between the Old and New Testament in the dwelling of those who died in Christ, who died with salvation, where they went in that day and where they go in the New Testament era. In the Old Testament era, we would say that Sheol was made up of four compartments. Sheol is that place beneath the earth where souls dwell. First of all, there was a place called Tartarus. We find that in the book of Peter where we're told about the angels cast into the held in chains of darkness and speaks of Tartarus. And my friend, now that Tartarus is the Greek word. You won't see that in your English Bible, okay? But Tartarus was the word for that place. And that is this place where demonic spirits, or should we say devil spirits, are kept. Many are in chains there. If you'll remember that when Jesus was casting the devils out of the man at Gennesaret, those devils requested they not be sent there before the time. It's so terrible that it torments these super spirits. Then after that was a place that we call hell or Hades. And this is where the unsaved worry. Remember the rich man? In hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And he said that he was tormented in those flames. So we know that the present hell, when a person dies without Christ, he goes to there. It's a place of torment and flame. Then they were divided by a great gulf. And then finally, there was a place called Paradise. Abraham's bosom was another name for it. And so this is where they dwelt, was either in Paradise or Abraham's bosom. And we find that all that was underneath the earth. Now, when Christ rose up from the dead, he led captivity captive. He removed Paradise from below. Now, Paradise was not in flames. It was a place of comfort and rest, but it was moved from below into a place we call the third heaven. We call it that by the word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 tells us that. But that is where, when a person dies in Jesus Christ, he goes to that third heaven in this New Testament era. We read in Psalm 16, verses 9 and 10, "Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell," that is in Sheol, "neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption," speaking of Jesus Christ. Now, there is some argument about were the gifts unto men gifts to those left behind on earth at the resurrection? And they got to see some of the saints who arose at that time and made an appearance. So people aren't just real sure what it is. Let us look at that passage again. "When he ascended up on high, and he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men." Now, were the gifts to men alive on earth, or were the gifts to these people that were resurrected? Well, let's read in Matthew 27. He says, in verse 52 and 53, "And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many." Now, one of the things that you have to ask yourself in our Ephesians passage here, in leading the captivity captive, who is the captivity? Who does that refer to? Well, captivity refers to those who were in Paradise below, but now are raised to the third heaven. So I believe that the gifts then are given unto them. Although we don't know the nature of those gifts, obviously they were very special. And also it stays in context with the passage. And the Greek word here lends greater emphasis to the character of the gift rather than its beneficent nature. Therefore, I think it is more referring to those in heaven that he gives these gifts. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.